A national moratorium on evictions is set to expire this weekend. Meanwhile, billions of dollars in federal rental assistance are still available across the country, and local governments are trying to spend the money. But as Stephanie Stokes of member station WABE found, many in the Atlanta area are not following a key federal rule that housing advocates say could get more money to people in need.
Miranda Gordon has barely left her house in the last year.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm here 24/7.
So are her four children. They've all been together in this suburban home southeast of Atlanta in DeKalb County for the entire pandemic. Gordon says that turned out to be a blessing.
It brought us closer. We're here all the time with each other. When I do something, they're with me. Every time you see me, you see them.
They were in the middle of their own crisis at the start of 2020. Gordon had to move her children out of an abusive situation. They'd just settled in this house when the pandemic began.
I think it happened for a reason in my family. Scary, of course, but I feel like we had to go through that to get where we're at today.
She says they're ready for a new chapter now, after they overcome one more obstacle. Gordon's landlord filed an eviction earlier this year. With the pandemic, her job in human resources became remote, but part-time. She paid some of her rent with the help of churches, and she says her landlord was understanding.
I don't know what happened, but I get it. You know, he had to do his job.
She doesn't get what came next, though. After the eviction notice, she qualified for federal rental assistance through DeKalb County. The program and Gordon together offered to pay her landlord $10,000 in back rent. But her landlord said no.
And I was just confused that he was getting the past due plus two additional months of rent. And he declined it. So I don't know.
There are more cases like hers. Lindsay Siegel is director of housing advocacy at Atlanta Legal Aid, which is helping DeKalb County with rental assistance. She says 15% of landlords have rejected their offers so far.
The difficulty is you can't force the landlord to take the money.
And the other difficulty is DeKalb County is one of several local governments that won't consider the next option, to give money directly to the tenant, even though the federal government has asked them to. Diane Yentel is president of the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
It's very clear in the guidance from the White House that they expect program administrators to use direct-to-tenant assistance when landlords refuse to participate.
She says when a landlord refuses to participate, it already slows down the process. And if a program won't pay the tenant, the outcome just becomes worse.
It then has the result of leaving that tenant without any assistance at all.
Yentel has heard some programs worry tenants may misuse funds, but she notes that worry doesn't come up in relief efforts for people with higher incomes.
There's less reluctance to give cash directly to homeowners, knowing that they will pay their bills, than there is to do the same with low-income renters.
If programs want some assurance, she says they can have tenants sign a form promising to spend the money only for rent. DeKalb County wouldn't comment for this story, and neither would Gordon's landlord. The National Apartment Association says some landlords, which they call housing providers, might reject federal money because local programs add requirements, like to not evict tenants. Jody Applewhite with the association says that approach is misguided.
The grantees should focus on making sure that the money reaches to the housing providers who have gone months without any payments.
It's worth noting DeKalb County is one of those places that adds a requirement to its federal funds. It only pays 60% of past due rent. But in Gordon's case, she offered to pay the rest with her own money. Now that her landlord has rejected the $10,000 offer, the county can only give Gordon a consolation prize, says Lindsay Siegel with Legal Aid.
Once she is able to find a new place to rent, she can submit that new lease to the court and have 2 months covered.
She'll still have to pay her current landlord those $10,000, just on her own, without federal assistance. And she'll also have an eviction against her, which makes it hard to even find new housing. She's still trying.
I feel it's all going to come into play, sooner or later. I just got to be patient.
She's working full-time now. Eventually, she would like to buy a house for her and her children. With a debt she'll owe to her landlord, she realizes that new chapter may be farther off. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Stokes.